Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, we are not quite into September. We still kind of feel like it's summertime, right? But it's the perfect time to start thinking about fall planning, and that's what we're going to discuss a little bit later. But as we usually do at the beginning of the show, we want to tick off a few events that are coming up and a few deadlines that are coming up as well. In case maybe you didn't get a chance to hear a show that we did last week with Sabine Green, we had a nice conversation with her about this really cool floral jewelry workshop that she's going to be holding next week on Thursday, August the 20th. The deadline for that is on the day before, August 19th. And that's a workshop where people are putting fresh flowers with already established jewelry like necklaces and bracelets and stuff.
Yeah, and going beyond the traditional corsage and boutonniere. So that workshop is filling up really quickly. So if you want to reserve your seat, please call the office to make sure that you get your seat assigned there because there's limited space.
That's right. And that number is 771-2354, 771-2354. We'll repeat that number a little bit later in the show because that's a number that you're going to want to call for a number of the other events we're talking about, like the upcoming deadline for the Master Gardener applications. We've been talking about this now for the past few weeks, and the deadline is coming up very quickly on August 24th.
Right, exactly. And the Master Gardener Volunteer Program is just a really great group of citizen volunteers that are trained and certified by Texas A&M Extension. And what they do is they acquire all of this knowledge, and then the really kicker is to go out there and share the knowledge. And that can be through, you know, technical-based things like websites, social media. It can be joining part of our speakers bureau. It can also be part of our school gardens program or something, just an outreach component. Getting that horticulture information and then turning around and sharing that with the public at large. It's a great program to be involved. It does take a considerable amount of a time commitment, but if you have time and you like to give back to the community, this is a great way to be able to do that while digging in the dirt.
And it amazes me how diverse the Master Gardeners are sort of spread around in the community. I mean, like you were saying, you've got the school gardenings, and then you have the talks at the Artovino's Farmers Market. But you also help out during the Flora Fest. As you mentioned before, you have a speakers bureau. It's amazing how widespread the Master Gardeners are in the community. And so if you're really interested in signing up for this Master Gardener class, again, that deadline is coming up on August the 24th, and we hope that we will see you signing up for that class. And the Master Gardeners are also going to be involved in an upcoming event at the Downtown Farmers Market. This isn't the Artovino's Market. This is one that happens downtown. And you have a really cool program coming up in September here in a few weeks on September 12th.
Right, exactly. So really what we're looking for with our entire string of hands-on demonstrations at the downtown market is to really engage the public, you know, not so much with just information, but actually some hands-on techniques. What we'll have in September is actually a rose bush potted into a really great container, and we'll have a master gardener out there talking to you about the proper deadheading techniques, what to look for as far as any kind of pest or disease problems, and really how to prune those down so that you can certainly get a nice fall bloom. You know, we actually have like two seasons where the roses really bloom here in El Paso very early in the spring, and then they bounce back again in the fall once the temperatures start cooling off. So she'll have a great hands-on demonstration, her pruning shears ready to go. So make sure you stop by the downtown market. They'll be there. Master Gardeners will be there from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. So make sure that you stop by and, you know, say hi and ask any kind of questions, not just on roses, but anything that you may have on your mind that you need a Master Gardener, they'll be there to help you answer that.
You know, just as an aside, I have an iceberg rose at home and it's still blooming. And it started in the spring and it's still going, and it just amazes me just how resilient it is in the heat.
It is. And I've seen iceberg roses, which are a very pure white rose, like a strikingly white rose, out in the middle of, you know, some neglected landscapes. And they do. They're really prolific bloomers, and they're wonderful. And yeah, they're great, but they're not all of them are like that. Some of them are kind of finicky as well. So we need to make sure that we kind of touch on all the different types of roses and those bloom habits.
So hopefully it'll come back even better in the fall.
Yeah.
Well, one other topic that is coming up that we're going to be talking about on today's show, but it's going to be also part of the Gardening 101 workshop series here in the next few days, is a fall gardening class on August 28th. That's part of, again, that Gardening 101 workshop that the Master Gardeners have teamed up with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Right, exactly. And that's held at the Vista del Valle Community Garden right off Viscount. It's the first community garden in a public park in El Paso, and they'll have a really great workshop on fall gardening. And it's really you think fall in August, you know, kind of always think about the whole back to school when people are getting ready to start, you know, stocking their dorm rooms or buying glue and composition
pencils.
Composition books for their back to school thing is really the time to be able to look at your fall garden. And it's interesting because a lot of us that have vegetable gardens at home, you know, your tomatoes are still, you know, giving a lot of harvest out there. You got probably squash and cucumbers, everything coming. But if you, again, if you don't have that time in that window to be able to get a nice fall crop, then you'll miss the window where it gets really cold, and then you won't have any kind of establishment. But really, fall is for a lot of leafy greens. So we're coming into the season again where we can plant a lot of different types of lettuce and some spinach plants. Folks that like a Swiss chard, that does really well as a fall garden crop. And then also to look at some trellising vegetables that you might want to kind of have a height or some kind of vertical element to your garden would be some green peas or even some snap beans would make a really good addition to your fall plant. So sometimes you may kind of get into this area where you have to sacrifice part of your summer vegetable garden to make space for your fall garden. So in my case, I think I'm done with cucumbers this season. Like, I'm done. Like, I don't know what to do with them anymore. You know, friends and family and the neighbors, they all have cucumbers.
They don't want to see Denise because she knows she's going to attack them with a cucumber.
Exactly. Like, I'm done. So, you know, here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to go ahead and pull all those cucumber plants out and then, you know, throw them in the compost bin and then just really focus in on getting some nice spinach or some nice greens in there. You got to change it up a bit, too, because, you know, like, when the season's done, it's pretty much done.
Well, we are going to spend the next few minutes here on talking about fall gardening. But again, this course that's going on now, you actually get to spend an hour and a half with an expert talking about fall gardening. And so we encourage you to register for this class. It's happening August the 28th. It's a Friday from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the Multipurpose Center on Viscount. And you're going to want to call the Parks and Recreation Department. They are at 212-0092. You also have the information posted for you on the Good to Grow page, some easy links for you to follow to go ahead and sign up for that class, and all the other events that we've been talking about as well. So, Denise, you were talking about some of the fall vegetables that will do really, really well here. But before we have to put those in the ground, what do we need to start thinking about now?
Yeah, definitely. You want to make sure that you're out there, and you want to make sure that you have a great irrigation system on there. You want to make sure that you amend those beds with compost. The compost that you put in there, that organic matter, is not once a calendar year. It's once every growing season. So if you have a spring crop, then you have to put compost then, but then you have to repeat it again if you're going to put a fall crop in there. So that organic matter is really important. Vegetables are great. It's a wonderful way to be able to have fresh veggies on your table at home. But also remember that they're not low water use plants. So you want to make sure that you have a good, reliable irrigation system to be able to have your crop kind of go through the entire harvest. The good thing about fall vegetables is a lot of things can be directly sown by seed. So where we talk about tomatoes in the spring, where you have to buy the transplants, you got to get that going and or purchase those, here it can be as easy as just shopping, picking out some great seeds at the local garden center, and then just really kind of plant them kind of tight, and also kind of plan to looking at some planting dates staggered within a couple of weeks or so, because you don't really want everything to be
coming
ready
all at once.
Yeah, or ready to be harvested all at once. So take out your summer vegetables and put the fall ones in you know, in a couple of weeks or so and kind of have that on a good rotation.
So when you get the seed packet and you look in the back, and does it give you the sort of the planting dates, and do they vary anymore maybe for here in El Paso?
Yes, they do. They kind of give you a big map of the United States. You got to like zoom in to see where El Paso's at. But we've done one step further for you. We have an actual vegetable planting calendar that we have specifically designed for El Paso, and that's available to us on your website. Anywhere else that you want to look, call us in. We'll send you one as well. And that'll give you that prime time areas to go ahead and plant for El Paso.
That's terrific.
So that's a really great way. The back of that seed packet also has a lot of important information as far as sowing the seed, the depth, and the spacing. So you want to go ahead and keep that envelope that they come into. There's a lot of great reference information in the back. It also tells you how long it's going to take for that seed to germinate, and then also the days that it needs to harvest. That way you can kind of plug that into your calendar to see exactly when you want to harvest that. You know that you have to wait those 30 or 45 days for that spinach to be ready.
And it's probably a good idea also to, I guess, maybe label your garden. Use those popsicle sticks or whatever you can.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes, you know, I'll plant something, not necessarily vegetables, and I'll be like, what is that?
Exactly. And then when it sprouts, like everything looks the same.
That's right. So, and anything else that we need to be thinking about? We were already talking about composting soil. What if somebody wants to maybe start a vegetable garden from scratch? What do you recommend they do with maybe that small plot of yard that they may be wanting to maybe experiment with a spinach crop?
Yeah, definitely. You want to make sure that it's clear of any kind of weeds. So you want to make sure you remove all of that. You can certainly use a weed killer. You can also manually take out the weeds as well. But you really want to kind of build up that soil. You know, these are not like native plants or any kind of really tough plants that once they get in the ground, they'll be okay. I mean, they need that loose soil to be able to work their roots in there. If you're growing things like root crops like carrots or radishes or turnips, but you're going to harvest going to be below the ground. So you want to make sure that soil is nice and loosened up. So that's where that organic matter or that compost really comes into play.
See, this is where I'm confused with those root crops. How do you know when they're done? Can you? Because you can't really just, you know, dig them out and then bury them back. Oh, it needs more time. You can't let it cook in the oven a little bit longer.
Exactly. So that's really where your planting calendar comes into play, and that sowing date, the date that you got that into the ground. And then what you can do is always plant a little bit more. And as you're getting close to that, you know, 60 days, if it's carrots, you're going to start seeing a little, the top of the carrot kind of emerge from the soil a little bit. And then you can also kind of dig around there and see what's going on and see how much resistance you have to start pulling those up. But yeah, a calendar is a gardener's best friend. And you don't want anything to go to seed or anything to start bolting. So if you start seeing like a major stalk coming out, whether it's lettuce or radish or anything, you don't want to have that kind of flower stalk coming out, because then all that energy is being converted not from the root but going into that reproductive, to that making that seed, and then the quality of those roots are going to be, you know, kind of diminished or declined.
Well, we're just about out of time, but as you can guess, there's a lot to talk about fall gardens. So again, we encourage you to attend that class on August the 28th as part of that Gardening 101 series. It's the final class of the series. And again, you can find information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. If you have no internet access, but you still want to ask the Master Gardeners a question, call the new AgriLife extension number, which is 771-2354. 771-2354. And I'm sure they'll be happy to send you a vegetable gardening calendar. That sounds like a really terrific idea. And I think you guys also have the new Master Gardener calendar all ready to go as well.
Yeah, that's a 16-month educational calendar. So that's full of monthly gardening tips and great photographs of El Paso Gardens.
Well, we're out of time today, but we want to thank Mike Tipton for engineering the show, and we want to thank you for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.